This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, May 30th. Well, I hope everyone had a nice Memorial Day holiday weekend. The grain crops had a fairly warm weekend. They have been a little on the stress side, but the forecast going into the weekend called for that stress to stick around for about 3 to 4 weeks. As we come out of the weekend, which is often the case, the forecast has changed. And now they're still calling for the stressful conditions through about the 8th of June. But as we get past that, they start to take away the heat across much of the Midwest. The heat shifts over to the west and to the south. They don't necessarily bring in more rain, but they do remove quite a bit of the heat. So over the next 2 weeks, we still expect to see warm and dry conditions across much of the Midwest. And that includes a vast part of the eastern Midwest. But beyond that, things don't look as bad. So the market, of course, which had started to build in some weather premium last week, is now giving up some of that on the night session coming out of the long weekend. So for the week, last week we had corn up 49 cents, soybeans were up 30 cents, and this is actually reflecting the front month, which is the old crop contracts, and that's reflecting still continued tight supplies of corn across much of the country. But we started to see some concerns showing up about these long-range weather forecasts. In wheat, Kansas City was actually down 5, Minneapolis up 14, Chicago was up 11 for the week. Kansas City, of course, reflecting the harvest season kicking off, more rain across the Central Plains, which would help the Nebraska crop and maybe the northern Kansas crop, and pretty decent moisture conditions across the northern plains. But the southern plains, ironically, now that the wheat crop is made, or zeroed out, now the rains come when they're ready to get in the fields for harvest. So I would expect to see some harvest delays. There are some concerns about quality damage, but that would have to be, you know, more consistent rain on this crop. Now the forecasts do call for that. They call for consistent rains across the southern and central plains. And now it's not just the western part of the plains, it's kind of the whole region of the southern and central plains. And then we got the northern plains looking at more rain in the forecast as well. So we've had a pretty decent start to the northern plains growing season. We had some planting delays, and we still have some delays there. But, you know, so far things look, for the most part, pretty decent across the northern plains. It quickly changes as you get into the Canadian prairies. But I guess my point here is that the concern about spring wheat crop and even some of the other spring grown crops in Canada, I just don't think we'll be able to stand alone on its own, especially for spring wheat. When you look at eastern Montana across North Dakota and into Minnesota with above normal moisture so far for this year, it's just hard to envision the spring wheat crop being in that much trouble at this point. Now it can get really hot up there, and the forecast kind of suggests it's going to get warm earlier than normal, but still the moisture is there. So I think that's why the spring wheat crop has really struggled to separate itself from the rest of the other two wheat markets. It's just that things look fine so far in the U.S., but it quickly changes as you get into the Canadian prairies. We are watching spring wheat production problems in Russia, but they don't export spring wheat. So while it may decrease the overall wheat production out of Russia, it's really not going to affect their exportable supplies. In Europe, the northern half of Europe, which had been plenty wet coming into the growing season, has seen a stretch of dryness. And it's starting to, you know, create some concern about stress to the crop there. The wheat crop in particular, which still has a month to go before you get into harvest, you could start to shave some yields back there if it continues dry in Europe. So there are many trouble spots perking up, if you will. I think the U.S. Midwest is by far the most important at this point because it's been dry for longer than any other place. And it has such an important impact on total production worldwide of corn and soybeans. So that's front and center. But so far, you know, the dryness has helped push plantings ahead of schedule. And, you know, normally the sooner you get the crop in, the better off you are. But here, I think that, you know, it's kind of kept a lid on things. But the as far as being able to rally the market, it's actually been negative to the market, this dryness up front. But I think that it obviously, if it continues, it's going to be much more supportive to the market. The dryness has kind of stopped the downward trend here. It's kind of stabilized the market, and now it's just a matter of what the forecasts show from day to day, and actually, you know, almost hour to hour, the trade is looking at these forecasts. So I think, you know, even if the rains come, it's still going to be hard to continue to push corn and soybeans lower this early in the growing season. I think we have found a price level that will support it. We're consolidating here. Now it's just a matter of getting these longer range forecasts and working our way through June to see, you know, where we're at. But most likely you're going to get some kind of a weather scare that will, you know, spike the market up. And then it's just a matter of, you know, how you sustain that moving forward. So I think in the short term, we have found stability. The market is lower again out of the night session, where we're just pacing sideways as far as the chart formations go for corn and soybeans. You know, corn had a big run up, and there, you know, we're just moving sideways basically at the top end of Friday's trading range. In soybeans, we've been basing, forming a pretty good solid base here for about a week and a half. And I think that that's going to hold. For wheat, we need to work our way through the harvest, and that's probably going to leak lower as that happens. If the rains are persistent and you start seeing some quality damage, then yeah, Kansas City's probably going to have to factor in some losses there. But for soft red, you know, it's dry across the much of the Midwest. That crop looks fine because it had plenty of moisture to start with last fall and early this spring. So the dryness will help that harvest along. So it's not so much a soft red problem, it's a hard red problem, which it has been since last summer. And but for now, you know, you're going to get your harvest rolling, and that's going to be a negative to the market, at least for the short term. So if the rains don't create too many problems, I would expect your harvest lows to come in right around the middle of June, because it's going to be a short and a quick harvest for hard red winter wheat in the plains. And normally we carve out our lows right around July 4th or stretch it into mid-July. I don't see that happening. You're going to move really quickly through the harvest. And again, that probably will carve out your lows by mid-June. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.